Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey!
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, joining us right now, a voice you know very well on WIP. We just talked to him like some point last month, I believe, at one of the golf outings. And now he's back with us now to tell us what he's got going on and chat for a few minutes. You know him, great guy. Brandon Graham with us on the Midday Show. BG, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. Well, good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, man. Have you been working on your barbecue game? It's a little hot outside right now. You're not getting ready for football. So what have you been doing with your little bit of free time that you have now?
Hey, you know what, man? I've been seeing you a lot. So we both been out here getting cooked in this barbecue, of heat.
Ain't that the truth, man? So what you got going on, BG?
Hey, man, you know, I'm working on, Crooked Tea right now, man. I got a organic alcoholic beverage, man. Zero sugar, zero carbs, gluten-free. You know, out here trying to drink better and live better, man, on that. So that's what I've been doing, partner with Ben Weiss right now. He was the owner of Bai, and now he's working with Crooked Tea with me and a great mentor in this space, man. And so, you know, I've just been learning and enjoying some football combos and that too, and Crooked Tea.
So you got to tell us about this BG barbecue pull-up, because I'm looking at this thing here, and it sounds like people can enter for a chance to hang out with you. So tell us about this, the BG barbecue pull-up. What is that?
Oh, yeah. So the pull-up is, you got to send a video in on, first trying the tea. Then, you got to talk about how much you love Brandon Graham. And then it got to be a nice little creative video, of why I should show up to your party. And, man, whoever wins, because we're going to go through every video, whoever wins, we're going to pull up and crash their party, and it's going to be the best party of the summer, other than, going out there. Hopefully it's out in Seattle somewhere out by the shore where I love. But either way, we're going to crash it, and we're going to have some fun.
All right, so you got to enter by July 14th. I'm looking at this. This looks pretty cool. You going to enter this?
No, you know what's funny?
You might have a leg up if you enter it.
Or my algorithm. Mm-hmm. I'm crashing. I'm wherever he's at, that's where I'm going to be. But I was looking at some of the entries so far where people were on social media doing some videos. Mm-hmm. They're excited about this, man. This is going to be it's probably going to be hard to pick a winner because there have been some creative people out there that put something together already that look pretty good.
Oh, yeah, man, they have. And, I mean, I'm just trying not to be biased. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for everyone, and we're going to go through everyone one by one, and we're going to make sure that we give everybody that opportunity, man. But I'm excited because it's just fun. It's supposed to be fun, and that's why we did the drink because, it's fun, 80 calories, zero sugar, like I said, zero carbs, and, it's a great flavor, too.
Yeah, everybody's trying to, especially nowadays when you're out there partying and everything, you got to make sure – you know, you keep them beach body right.
That's the key.
Yeah, definitely the key.
Especially myself, because I know there's some rolling bets out there on how BG going
to
be out.
What you say? Hey, dog, I'm here to tell you, like, whatever you're doing, keep doing that, dog, because it rolls in quick. Like, first thing you know, you 20 pounds away, and you're like, oh, no, clothes fitting all funny.
Did that happen to you when you were tired?
Oh, man, listen. And folks talking bad about you. So, yeah, you got to make sure you stay on the train, man. Stay on the train.
I'm on the train. I did it this morning. I ride bikes every morning. Then I go work out. Then I do my jumping jacks after, you know, I've been on jumping jacks pretty good because, you know, all those things that you can do, no weight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sit-ups.
Yeah,
try
all
to just
that.
Stay right, man. Consistent.
Just want to, at this point, you just want to look good naked, dog, for your wife. That's it. That's all you want to do, man. Just look
that's
good for
your wife. That's all I want, man. That's all it. I want. I want my wife to be like, ooh.
Yeah, but she, you know what I'm saying? When you come to bed, she be like, hey, big fella, hey, hey.
I already know, man. I understand. So, you know, I'm working out to look good.
That's what you're doing now. You're just looking, trying to look good.
So, BG, we don't usually get to talk to players around this time. So around this time of the year, right? Like now until training camp, when you were playing, is this just your time to relax, or do you and the other players you still keeping in shape and working out? What is this time like? Because this is like the only downtime you guys get until, you know, for the Eagles, obviously, you know, the hope is February. But is this a time to get off your feet as a player? And do you think that those guys are doing this now, or do they keep in shape so they're ready for training camp? But what's that balance like?
Well, it's a good balance. You know, you can make sure that you're working out. Like I say, to get ready for what's the main thing, and that's going out there and staying focused on just because we got the season approaching. But this is a time for you to go see family, have some 4th of July fun, and then by the time you look up, July 22nd be here before you know it, and then you're in grind mode. But I think it's just you got to have a good balance because that's the only way you're going to stay sane in this is having a little fun, going somewhere like Arizona or somewhere nice where, you know, you can enjoy yourself after you work out. And so that's what a lot of guys doing. They doing that after they take care of their business in the beginning of the day.
No question. All right, Crooked T is who BG is with, the BG Barbecue Pull-Up, and you could enter and win a chance to hang out with BG. BG, enjoy this time off, and this sounds like a fun thing you're doing here, so we're excited to do it. And watch out, Hugh's probably going to crash this party.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. Especially
so
if they got some good barbecue. If you pick one of them that got some good barbecue, I'm on my way.
We already know, man. And hey, as long as I'm working out, I can indulge for sure.
There
that's what
go.
I'm going to be doing.
That's all it's about.
Good stuff. BG, enjoy your summer. We'll chat soon.
All right, talk to you soon.
There he goes. Brandon Graham there with the BG Barbecue.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Pull up. People were talking bad about you when you put a little weight on after your career.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's like, dang, dog, you just didn't let yourself go. Like, it happens because you get to that, you know, it changes. And you have a lot of time on your hands. You're not getting ready for the season. So it happens. But when you start getting up and you walking up the stairs and you're breathing heavy, that's probably the sign that you probably need to get.
Well, you got an early start in Jacksonville anyway.
Yeah, I was a little fluffy. But I
got
off.
Did you do anything for us?
Because even now, that's why I used to ride the elevator up and down in the parking garage.
You're a stairs guy now?
I hit them steps now.
Wow.
Every day. Because one day I had to hit them. And I was breathing real heavy.
Oh, is that a sign you got to make some changes?
Back, hey, Kyle, I hit the steps and I was like, Lord have mercy.
Cut down on the fast food.
You know, speaking of.
And after that, I stopped doing it. I just do it every day now.
Speaking of Hugh's Jaguars days, as we just brought up, that was the early start to the retirement. Someone sent me last night, there's a video NFL.com has up. What's the best Hard Knocks moment of all time? And someone sent it to me. Hugh getting cut? Question mark. Do you think you'll make the best Hard Knocks moment?
Probably not. Probably not.
It's number one on the show.
Yeah, on this show.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Definitely in Philly. That's the one near and dear to a lot of people's heart, but probably not.
I wouldn't say it's the top moment. That's a little harsh. I mean, it was.
I would say a Jacksonville 10, moment though would probably be when John Henderson was getting slapped, getting smoke slapped out his ass.
What?
Smoke. You remember that?
No.
He was getting he would get slapped. Before every game.
Oh, it was wild. Like,
yeah.
He would have someone stand in front of him and as hard as they could slap him across the face.
Smoke
to like,
out
oh,
of him.
Oh, I think you showed me this before.
Yeah.
It's like to get him pumped up.
Yeah.
Smoke out slapped out of his ass.
You ain't never heard nobody say that? Get smoke slapped out you.
Yeah, that one coming. I mean, you really did. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, if you just hopped in, we appreciate PG joining the show there. We open today with Bryce Harper because the Phillies are playing really good baseball them. So they open a series tonight down in Houston. This is a challenging part of the schedule that starts today, right? They have Houston for three. They go to Atlanta, who's played better baseball of late. And then you look at the schedule between now and the All-Star break, and it's all teams in the race. It's San Diego. It's the Reds. It's San Diego again. It's the Giants. Like, everyone they've played between now and the end of the first half, they're all somewhat in the race. And the one team that isn't is the Braves, and we know they have a lot of capability. So this is, it's going to be challenging. But I believe the Phillies could sustain the way they're playing, and I think they could be fine if Bryce Harper doesn't come back for a while. And I have no idea, Hugh, when he's coming back. I mean, we spoke to Devin. We spoke to a doctor a few minutes ago. We were reading the tea leaves of him talking a couple days ago. The one thing that is so clear is he doesn't really know what's going on.
It feels that way. I mean, it just feels that way. There's a difference between not telling too much
and not knowing. Yeah.
And it just feels like he really doesn't know when he's going to be back.
I'm just going to frame it this way. In the next 50 games, and I haven't looked at where that puts you on the schedule, probably end of August. The next 50 games on the schedule, if you tell me Bryce Harper only plays in 10 of them, that wouldn't surprise me.
Mm.
It just wouldn't. Now, that could mean he's out until, 40 more games and then he comes back and he's good. That's possible. It could mean he tries to come back, he plays a week, and that bothers him again. I don't know. But here's what I do feel. I feel like the Phillies could sustain without him and play good baseball without him. They have been driven by their pitching, and as long as the starting pitching stays healthy, they're going to be okay. But I got, instead of agreement today, I get Hugh Douglas and Kyle over here scared that they're going to fall off without him.
God forbid that we think that they're not going to be able to play this well without their best player.
Yeah,
that's
God
right.
forbid.
Yeah.
You're the one catastrophizing it now, Joe. No, look at your catastrophe.
No, now you're putting the idea in the head if he comes back and re-injures it and then he's done for the whole season.
I'm just scenarios.
That's catastrophizing.
Catastrophizing. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be fine either way. That's the opposite of catastrophizing.
Either way. They're going to be the same team with and without him.
Pretty much.
How?
Because that's who they are. It's what they were to start the season.
I think he's going to. See, because it almost sounds like you think Bryce has fallen off a little bit.
I just think
he's gotten off to a little bit of a slow start. But I do believe that, it's getting warmer now, and when he comes back, whenever he comes back,
that's right.
That he's going to hit the ground running.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cold, yeah. That's right.
You guys can't use those excuses anymore.
We really can't use it was cold excuse. It's 97 degrees.
But hold on. Like, just the presence of him in the lineup, and you put him in front of Kyle Schwarber again. You have Bohm and Castellanos hitting well. JT, maybe he's finally picking it up to at least a respectable degree. Like, yeah. You bump everybody down, and now all of a sudden you're really cooking with gas. You have a dangerous lineup. And him coming back almost feels like, if say he comes back in 2 weeks, that's like the best trade deadline acquisition that the team could possibly get.
Sure, it'd be wonderful, and he won't hurt them. I'm just Hugh made the point a few seconds ago that it feels like I think he's declined. He has. It's been a while since he's been the Bryce Harper that you felt changed the team. It's been a year. Like I haven't seen that Bryce Harper in a while. Like, yeah, we could. You know what sticks in our heads? The postseasons. He was that in the 22 postseason. He was that in the 23 postseason before they fell apart against Arizona. He wasn't that. You know, if you go to the last year, I think he's hit 22 home runs. You know how many players in baseball have 22 home runs in the last 365 days? A lot.
He'll start hitting home runs.
Yeah, I believe
that. It's be
that
nice.
It's like a big, little bit of a shot. A little bit.
I would never do that.
So you
really?
Let me just again. This isn't a knock on Bryce Harper. It's just a reality of what he is and what they've done without him. Again, in 2022, they went on a run for 2 months without him, and they were just fine. And this year, again, just this team. And you would think this year they need him more because the lineup isn't as deep as it was a few years ago. All right, this year they are 10-5 since he was put on the injured list on June 7th. They're 10-3 since they got swept by the Pirates in that series, and he was obviously out for that one. But I'm looking right now over the last year. Some of the names on the list of players in baseball that have more home runs, it's a remarkable list. I mean, I'm going to just read some names to you. These are players over the last year that have more home runs than Bryce Harper. Okay, Austin Wells, Brenton Doyle, Jorge Polanco. You know,
not really necessarily household names.
Exactly. Michael Busch. Again, he's still really good. I want him here rather than not have him. I just think with this pitching, if you tell me today he's out for another month, I'm going to say, all right, they're going to be fine.
You know, and especially because, if I'm not mistaken, didn't the Mets get a new pitcher the other day?
So the Mets have, well, they have some pitchers coming back from the
Angels. They got Dickie Lovelady.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just wanted to say that.
I wanted to get Joe to say it, but you said it.
Yes, they have the
you set me up.
They have the reliever formerly known as Richard Lovelady, who now is going
to get
by
me taken off the air?
Dickie Lovelady. You're a problem today. You're a problem.
You are. What are you, 10?
It's hot. It's hot.
We have the air conditioning on in here. It's hot.
Wait a minute. What's his name again?
Dickie Lovelady.
And he said, but no, the kicker was when he said, don't call me Richard anymore.
He's not Richard Lovelady anymore.
He wants to be known as Dickie.
Are you going to be okay?
You are 10 years old, dude.
We have lost this guy for the show today.
Wait a minute. Just sent out a press release. Don't call me Richard. Call me Dickie. Dick just called me Dickie.
So,
yes, sir.
You know, I'm going to go to Bill in Westchester because we've lost you, Douglas. I mean, that's the bottom line. Bill in Westchester. What's up, Bill?
Oh, not much. Hugh sounds like he's seriously catastrophized.
He is totally catastrophized.
I'm about to if you don't get off the speakerphone.
Bill, please, no speakerphone.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Big deal.
How's that?
Much better, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the Phillies will be fine, but the bullpen is what could drag them down. The starting pitching can only get them so far, and even if they can get enough runs, I mean, you saw what they did to Wheeler Friday night. They drove the pitch count out, got him out of there, and then they're into the bullpen on the first game of the series. And I think that kind of came back to bite them Saturday night.
Well, I agree with that. And it just feels like they're so thin in who they trust out there, Bill, that there's like a certain path they have to winning games, and that is they have to have a lead late, and then they trust a few guys. But, you know, unfortunately, if they're down 5-3, it's almost like Topper has to almost give that game away because he can't waste his good relievers that night because he might need them next night. So then the 5-3 game, you know, like it becomes like Saturday when it becomes a blowout.
Yeah, I agree. That's I don't know. It's tough to make the decision for the next night with four innings left in the game you're playing. But I was wondering if maybe they might be able to use the starters a little different if they get, Nola healthy. You know, maybe use an opener for like three innings and have somebody behind him. Because it seems like a lot of the guys can go through six innings. maybe if you use an opener for three and then put somebody in behind, especially if you have a left-hander going for three innings and then a right-hander behind it, you'll flip around the other team's batting order.
Well, you could. I mean, a team like the Dodgers does that all the time. I mean, you know, I'd say winning teams, smart teams tend to use those. The Phillies have been more traditional with it. And, Bill, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, they could do that. I mean, I have no idea how it's going to play out when they add these starters in, like when Nola gets healthy, when Painter's ready. Hugh, this is a good problem to have. We've talked a lot this season about who goes to the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
They also, at some point, could do a six-man rotation because...
We talked about that a lot this year, too.
I am wondering, you know, we keep focusing on, like, hey, October is what matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have leaned heavily on their starters. Like, those guys throw a lot of innings, and I wonder if...
You're worried about the arms going, conking out at the end?
Yeah, like, I don't want them to be tired. Like, if they're out of gas when we get to October, none of this matters, right?
Yeah, but, and to your point, because, like, I think the last couple outings, what, Luzardo gave you seven, and I think Christopher Sanchez gave you, like, seven somewhere around there.
I think Sanchez went... Eight in Miami
last week?
Yeah,
it was something like
week.
That. I can't remember right off the top of my head.
And even
head, but
Ranger.
I hear what you're
Ranger's pitched a lot of seven innings, and he's a guy that's had back issues before.
Yeah, yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, was that last year? The pitching kind of fell off a little bit, or it was last year. So, yeah, you do kind of worry about that a little bit. That's why I feel like it's important to have Bryce's bat out there.
Well, it helps.
You know, because that kind of, you know, when we talk about evening out and the way that the pitchers are going along now, it kind of evens out everything. And that's why I feel like at some point it might turn. So that's why we need Bryce back out there.
Yeah, look, so, and I understand why Topper has leaned on the starters. I mean, I would too if I had this bullpen. I would say, hey,
Ranger. Yeah, because it's a little shaky.
Yeah, I mean, Ranger's gone six strong innings and he feels good. You know, I understand the inclination of, hey, let's put him back for the seventh. He's dominating the game. We need to win this game. But they have pitched a lot of innings. I mean, it's a good thing, and it could stay a good thing all year. It doesn't mean they're going to run out of gas, but you do wonder about that. And I wonder if they would consider a six-man, you know, at points of this summer when they get more healthy and Nola comes back and maybe Painter's arrived. 215-592-9049 from Matt in Broomall is up. Hey, Matt.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
So, Joe, I'll agree with you, like, a little bit in the sense where, like, they could definitely stay afloat without Bryce. They're definitely a good baseball team besides him. Obviously, the starting pitching is great. I think it's a little crazy to say that with or without him, they're the same team. I mean, yeah, he had a slow start to the season, but just putting him in that lineup alone, hitting him in front of Schwarber, like, teams fear him. He gets pitched around. It just opens everything up for everyone else. And not to mention other guys have been hitting better since he's been out. So if you put him in with those guys playing at that level, it's going to be obviously a huge difference. And not to mention when he pulled out his inner Nick Sirianni and shaved his head, he was starting to turn up. So, I mean, you just know he's the guy that elevates the team, elevates in the postseason. So I think it's a little crazy to say that they're the same team with or without him.
So, I think I'll frame it this way. And in the postseason, I agree with you because you're playing all the best teams, right? So, like, you need to be at the most strength you could be. I think the regular season is a little bit different because you get pockets of the schedule where, you just could win the games because you just show up and you're playing the Marlins. So, Matt, I felt that in the past, like, the way you do, and I said it. I just wonder why the numbers don't equal it. Like, this season... They were 37-26 the day they put him on the injured list. They're 10-5 since. So it's pretty much the same thing. In 2022, they missed him for two whole months, and they had a better record without him. I'm not saying, like, he's hurting them. I'm just saying they seem to find a way without him to win at basically the same clip. I mean, that's it feels like that for a lot of his career here with the Phillies.
Yeah, I mean, they're just at this point, they're definitely a good baseball team. I mean, they have good players from top to bottom. The bottom of the order gets a little bit shaky, but I mean, they're definitely a good baseball team. Obviously, they have the good pitching, so that's kind of why I think they still can win without him. But I just, like, they're obviously a better team with him in the lineup. I wouldn't say with or without him it's the same. But then the last thing I want to add into, I think as a Philadelphia fan base, we need to become the biggest Ace Bailey haters that you can be. Like, that dude is a loser trying to call shots before he's even in the league.
I mean, a complete loser. He screams losing basketball player. Like, he seems destined, Matt, to go to the Wizards. He's going to get the ball the whole game. He'll shoot the ball 30 times. He'll score 23 points, and they'll lose almost every game. Like, it's just...
100%.
Yeah, I mean, it's destined. And Matt, we appreciate the phone call. And, Hugh, if that's what he wants, if that's what the kid... I mean, knock yourself out, Ace Bailey. Go play for the Wizards.
See, I don't know if I'm prepared to call him a loser.
Well, losing player.
Well... When you say that, it's he feel like he's in a different stratosphere, if you will, and I'm trying to figure out why he's thinking the way that he's thinking. He has a plan, and We just don't see the plan. Now, to your point, to not want to be the third pick in the draft is a little peculiar. Mm-hmm. When you talk about what that comes with, the higher you go, the more accolades, you know, the more prestigious it is. So that is interesting. But and I don't think it's fair to say that he's wrong for doing it that way just now, because I don't know how it's going to play out for him.
Yeah, I mean, right or wrong, it's his preference.
I will say what I do have a problem with, Joe, is the way that he handled the Sixers situation. That, to me, is not how you handle that. If you don't want, like, if you schedule a workout, then I feel like you should do the workout.
Of course.
And if you tell them, say, if you go to the workout, you do the best you can and tell them, hey, listen, I'm doing this out of courtesy, but I don't want to play for you guys. Like that's something different.
It almost feels like he's trying to engineer what he is rather than organically become it. Like, if he's as good as some people think, Elliot, he'll be the number one scorer on a team. Like the Sixers, for example. I know they have Tyrese Maxey, right? And some of the reports say he doesn't want to play with other star players. And I don't even know if you consider Joel and Paul George stars anymore. But whatever. They have veterans here that have... If you're that good, Ace Bailey, come here, and eventually it'll be your team. It seems like he's just trying to shortcut his way to being the lone scorer on a team that has nobody else. And if that's his prerogative, he can go do that. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone calls on this coming up here. I think if Bryce Harper to miss significant time, which he certainly could, this is day 17 of the injured list stint. I don't know when he's coming back. I think the Phillies are going to be okay without him. They can sustain this level of success. Hugh and Kyle don't believe so. And something happened yesterday in the city here that it made me feel old. We'll discuss it next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield, which I do. Wait a minute, I gotta find it now.
We're on fire today.
Yeah, we're doing great today. Hey, Hatfield just dropped something special. The marinated carnitas, and they're boneless. Tender, juicy, flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This one is next level. The new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.